Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How
Hello.
Are we?
Hello. Feeling really good.
Doing good. Jade, if I look over one more time and see you yawning, that makes me feel tired, and then Crevo starts yawning. It's like a domino effect.
Oh, bang, bang, bang.
What's happening?
I'm excited to go home and check out. I've got my mosquito trap has arrived.
Yeah, the Dominator.
The Dominator.
Now, I wanted you to bring it into the show tomorrow and unbox it live, but you have a partner who is like me and loves to unbox things the minute they arrive.
I cannot
wait for these things.
Yeah, see, I'll probably just wait for her to open it because it entertains. She loves opening stuff and she always goes, why haven't you opened this yet? Like I've committed some crime or something.
That's really sweet of you.
Well, I'm fine to wait. I'm not catching any mozzies.
It's a boy's toy. You need to open it.
All right, maybe I will.
No, don't. Let Emmy have the fun. She loves it.
Anyway, so that's that'll happen today. What about you, Jade? What are you up to?
Before the show, before we did this, we pressed the mics on.
You're a bit tired, Jade.
Made no sense. But I'm sleeping all day. I already told you guys, so I don't eat because I got to fast.
You did tell us this at the end of the show, which people won't hear for over an hour. So,
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, well, that's the word.
What time is sleep until like 4 or something, is it?
Yeah, that's my plan, so I don't need anything.
Secretly, you'll be loving it though, right?
I think
so. An excuse to go to bed all day.
Yeah, that's my theory.
Lockout blinds down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do actually. I have lockout blinds. Yeah.
Can you drink water or anything?
I don't know. I think so.
For someone that's like been thinking about this for a month, you would think you would know more.
No, because I've got other things going on in my life. So I just, you know, it's a blunt test.
No pickleball for you tonight. Of course, it's pickleball night.
No, I'm going to go to pickleball tonight.
No energy, though.
You can eat by then. Yeah, no, I'll eat.
Oh, good.
I can't wait for pickleball.
After the blood test.
Do you guys talk when you go to pickleball together?
A little bit, not that much.
A little bit, because we're playing.
Yeah, I like to go game to game. I'm not a bench warmer. Like, I don't want to stop once I get there.
Like, what would you guys talk about when you go to pickleball? Like, hey, guys.
Good game.
See you tomorrow. We talk game stuff.
Yeah.
We don't talk work.
Yeah, no work chat.
I clock off, you know. Crevo's the same. You're a clock off.
Yeah.
You're out, that's it.
I'm out the door.
You know, have fun.
Yeah.
Good.
What are you up to?
I don't know. My day's free today. It's such a nice day. I think I might go to the beach.
You should.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
it's been really nice down there. Went for a walk down there the other week.
Did you? With your doggy pram? Very good.
With the doggy pram.
Which beach are you going to?
Bar Beach.
Bar Beach. I always get confused with Bar Beach and
Merriweather. You can walk there. Have you? How long does that take you?
30 minutes.
That's pretty good.
35 minutes.
I bet you jump on the light rail, do you?
Yeah.
That couldn't be any more convenient for you, could it, really?
Well, that Newcastle Beach stop, it like sort of finishes near Customs House. So you can just go for a little stroll 15 minutes after that.
Yeah, have a drink.
You're right in town. Yeah, really
enjoy.
Good.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Gonna go by solo or...
Don't know yet.
Meet a friend?
I've made no plans. My day's free.
I love that. You live in footloose and fancy
Absolutely.
Free. You're a free man.
Free man.
A free agent around town.
Mm-hmm. All right. Enjoy the show. Jade's gym bloody nightmare coming up next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For other people.
It was great for me.
Harassing people.
It's Jade's dream for her.
I was having a ball.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And don't forget to rate us 5 stars.
Yes, please.
On Apple Podcasts.
Please.
Bye.
Please.
Okay, bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
Feeling good around the
tent?
Yeah. Nice. What about yourself?
Feeling great today. Had a fantastic sleep. That new pillow I purchased from IKEA.
Yeah.
It's a dream.
Best $69 I've ever spent.
That's cheap.
It was really good.
That's a good deal.
That's cheap for a pillow.
Well, how much are your pillows?
$10 for a packet of two.
Well, that's why you're so grumpy some mornings. Pillows are very important.
Yeah, no, I disagree. I think when you like a pillow, you like a pillow.
You know what? You like what you're used to.
That's
true.
But
when you change things up, Jade, it changes your life.
Well, your mood has improved, I must admit. So
get one of those.
Maybe I should buy one.
Quality of pillow.
Thanks, thanks, Maddie, for the tip.
Okay. How was your night, Crevo?
Well, very good. I'm well rested. Although, the saga of that bath continues.
Really?
Yeah.
You shimmied it into the bathroom
yesterday.
Yeah, that
was fine. No, that was easy, right? Yeah. The difficult part came when putting on the feet.
Oh,
flipping the bath over.
No, it was fine. Flipping it over was fine. It should have been easy to put them on, but they're just, like, very complicated and tricky.
Oh.
Yeah. I spent almost 3 hours on it yesterday.
Holy dooly.
So how did you go?
One of the brackets has to be welded.
Oh, creepy.
So I sent it off with a plumber yesterday. Can you weld this at home? He's like, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's helpful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that was a very intense afternoon yesterday.
3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Not getting that back.
Yeah, that's
right. Yesterday when you, Crevo, were fixing your bath or trying to get that all prepared, I was at the gym and I took over the playlist and some people weren't happy. So
did you program in 19 hours of Gaga or something? Because I could see how that might upset someone. I know she's a great musician.
I didn't go that extreme because they won't let you play more than one artist twice in a certain time period, but I'll tell you what I played after this. I don't think you'll be impressed either.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo, Wednesday morning, 6:10. Jade's being a menace at the gym as per usual.
Yes. So I've come to the conclusion that with my running now that I'm doing,
yeah,
I prefer to run without the headphones because I wear headphones all the time here at work.
So for those that don't know, what running are you doing?
So I'm running on the treadmill. So
obviously, but you're doing like a couch to 5K thing, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I'm running, I've decided, no, I don't want to wear the headphones anymore. I'm just going to, you know, just clear the head. Don't want the technology around. So I'm becoming one of those people. And I've noticed they've got this thing there called Crowd DJ where you can select
tunes
that go around the thing. But for those who don't know,
I think it's at a lot of gyms.
Hmm. So, what I did was, not all, some don't have them. Anytime Fitness doesn't have it when I was there, but anyway, maybe they've got it now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was there and I was choosing the different music and this was the first off the bat because I wanted something happy.
Get a Bewitched.
Bewitched.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, not the greatest gym song, but acceptable.
Well, if I heard that, I'd be gutted. I forgot my headphones.
Yeah.
Absolutely gutted.
And then I thought, just when I'm in my running zone, I wouldn't mind a bit of Leanne Rimes as well. Classic. Takes me back to Coyote Ugly, the movie when it came out. It's a great film.
I feel like there's a theme between these songs.
Yeah. But then, right, sometimes I'll put in a little pump song so no one clues in to the Crowd DJ and don't go, like, attacking my playlist, so I threw this in. Bit of Nelly.
That's not Nelly.
Yeah, it is. Oh, 50 Cent, sorry. 50 Cent. Bit of 50 Cent. Gonna throw him off the scent.
Right.
But then, right, just when they think, oh, the music's picking up again,
yeah,
I go and do this. A little bit of
Monica in my life. Oh.
But I like the music. It might not be for some at the gym like yourself, Crevo.
What a nightmare.
If I forgot my headphones, I'd be so upset. Who is doing this, I'd say? I've never had any interest in that Crowd DJ thing because normally it just plays like about 110 RPM, like remixes of modern pop songs, right? And you go,
gets you energized.
Yeah, you come on. If I've forgotten my headphones, I'm like, this is okay. I can deal with this for 30 to 35 minutes.
So anyway, look around. Everyone's got their headphones in anyway. So I think, you know what? Stuff it. That's what it's there for.
So, well, that's yeah. true.
I mean, gyms should really ban those sorts of songs, though. They all should be of a certain speed and
that's
vibe.
That's right, to well, keep you going.
There was a guy, obviously, who was like yourselves, because he was in there, and he goes, oh, because he must have his headphones.
Yeah.
And it was just 90s after 90s, and like Backstreet Boys came on, the Spice Girls.
And he's like, what?
And he was just like, oh.
This is the worst day ever.
So funny. I did then start trolling him a bit, and I put a couple of extras in there.
80s as well.
As long as your day was good, Jade, that's all that
it
matters.
It was,
Screw
Maddie.
Everyone it else at the was. Gym.
Did you have a great workout?
I did. I great. Really did.
Very good.
Hey, lads versus lasses up next. Of course, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the questions, where we ask the lads the lass questions and the lasses the lad questions. I said that twice, didn't I?
No, you said the battle of the questions.
No, the sexes.
Nice.
Did I?
Yeah, it was, oh, I just entertained me.
I could probably had a stroke or something this morning. 6:14. Oh, if you want to play 13:10:09, if you want to play, on offer a $50 Westfield gift card. What's the leaderboard saying at the moment? Lads still
the
winning.
The guys are on 11.
Yeah, excellent.
Jade, Maddie, and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, the ultimate battle of the sexes, guys versus girls. Right now, a $50 Westfield gift card on offer today for the winner, a Westfield Qatari. Your first choice for fashion, beauty, and food in the Hunter. Mighty nice, a free $50 voucher for Westfield. Oh, mm-hmm. Spend it on anything.
That's very the dream, good. Really.
Where would you guys spend it?
$50 right now. Oh, Dan Murphy's never goes wrong.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Treat yourself to something nice.
I go to Myer and get myself a candle.
Ooh. Oh, true. There you go.
Nice for relaxation.
Yeah.
Always good.
We're going to go to Peter this morning. He's kicking things off. Good morning, sir.
There you go.
Yeah, not too shabby. How's your Wednesday treating you so far?
Worked most of it,
to
finish work, so
get home. Oh, for a snooze. Oh, that'll be nice. Well, let's see if we can win you a voucher, even though I'm rooting for the girls purely for points purposes, okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair so, enough.
Question one. Which cosmetic company uses the slogan, maybe she's born with it?
Maybeline.
Ooh, correct.
Easy.
He knows his ladies.
Yeah, he does.
So, Peter.
Question two. The movie Mean Girls was released in what year?
Mean Girls, was it?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Great had Lindsay movie. Lohan in it. And
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
1998.
Incorrect.
2004.
Tell you I'm not using Google.
All right, last question. Red bottom shoes are a nickname for what brand of shoes? Louis Vuittons.
Yeah,
very good. Hold the line. 1 point. You still could walk away with this voucher,
hey,
Peter.
You never
chance.
Know.
You never know.
Let's go to Julianne. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks.
Yeah, that's the way. Coming up for today, what have you got on?
Just driving to work.
Okay, all right. Well, let's try and win you a voucher.
Hey, Julianne, did you know all of those questions, the answers to them?
I knew two out of the three.
Oh, good. Which one did you miss out on?
The last one.
Oh, yeah.
The red bottom shoes. All right, difficult one. All right, here we go. Three questions. You've only got to get two to score the voucher. Let's kick this off. Who was crowned Supercars champion after the Newcastle 500 in 2019?
Scott McLaughlin.
Correct.
Very good.
Ooh, it's close.
One more point. This could, of course, take you to the win, this next question. Admiral Thomas Briggs is a character in which popular video game?
Oh, my dear. Call of Duty?
Oh,
yes!
Yeah!
You're taking it out!
Yes! If I'm honest, that felt like a guess.
It was a terrible guess,
though. Yeah, very good guess.
Do you have kids that play Call of Duty, Julianne, or your hubby?
No, they're into Minecraft and that other one I can never remember.
Fortnite?
Yeah, that's it, Fortnite.
Oh, they'd be proud of you this morning.
Yeah, they would.
Go, Mum!
Buy yourself a nice bottle of wine or something with that.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks, Julianne.
Good stuff. The
Appreciate
women
it.
Have taken it out.
How disappointing.
We're even now. 11 stars apiece.
Jade, Maddie and Griso. The Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Griso.
Jade, Maddie and Griso. The Novos.
Rate the Music is live now at newfm.com.au. An incredible one-bedroom deluxe spa apartment. You can have a short getaway at the landmark Nelson Bay.
Beautiful.
Great part of the world.
I mean, yes. You used to live out at the Bay, Jade. Tell us about, like, why it's so great just to get away.
Oh, it's just peaceful. There's only, I think, 3 sets of traffic lights.
3.
Which is always a win. So, you know, enjoy that.
It's stress-free.
Yeah, and there's just something, like, peaceful. You know, when you're walking along the beach, the coastline is just, like, unlike any other. And at the Inner Light Tea Room, it's one of my favourite places. Yeah. They have the best scones
an eye on them, the lorikeet will steal.
And if you're more of a beer and schnitty type of guy and you don't want to go to the Inner Light Tea Rooms, you can go to the country club. Love it. Beautiful. One of my favourite places out there.
Yeah, you go there a bit.
Yeah, nice. So good.
Hey, up next, we are changing pace a little as we ask the question, do you find or have you had a sexy boss? So maybe it's not now, or maybe it's like, you know, in a past job or something. This is all after a friend of ours told us, basically, in the past they had a very attractive boss making their job a little bit difficult.
Oh, yeah.
So they found it hard to think.
Awkward, you know, distracted.
It was quite interesting, though, because...
Hearing this story, yeah.
The boss, said boss, was like in his 50s. People we know, early 20s.
And then we were like, this is a bit weird, but hey, happens.
Hey, you're into what you're into.
That's right. So 131009, do you have or have you had in the past a sexy boss?
Have you?
I'm just thinking back.
Think about it, your sales days, a real power woman with her heels on.
Yeah.
Come here, Mark.
Not my boss, figures. But the next team leader, another team leader like in my area. Was definitely attractive.
What about you, Jade?
I did.
Sexy boss?
Yeah. I don't remember his surname. I just remember his name is Damien. He was very attractive. He was one of the City Beach managers when I worked at the store. Yeah, and all the girls loved him to the point where, like, it was at the Christmas party.
How old were you when this happened?
I don't know. I think we were around 17.
Oh, yeah.
And all the girls were flocked around him.
You've worked in some, like, high-profile industries, Jade. Surely there's,
there was a couple of hot pilots.
Yeah,
there was a couple of hot pilots.
Kept a fit rig?
I think so. You had to use the imagination, but, you know, that works.
Well, because it's all uniform, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Do you find your boss sexy, or have you had a sexy boss?
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, this is all after some friends of the show were telling us about how in the past they had a sexy boss in his 50s. And we're like, this seems like a bit of a mismatch, you know?
Mm.
And we just sort of thought, is this a thing? Maybe it's the power thing, you know, of them being in charge, the boss of everything.
You know what? At my first radio station, my boss was so attractive.
Really?
Yeah, just ticked all the boxes. And it makes you so awkward because, you know, they walk into the room. You actually become a very obedient employee when you have a sexy boss.
Really?
Because, you know, you're just so sheepish and like, yes, sir.
Was that you said your first radio job?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about you, Jay? We're just saying you were up in the skies.
Yeah.
Trolley dolly there for a while.
First class.
There was the old pilot, but that was about it.
No, management of ground crew or anything like that?
No.
No, not so much?
No.
Well, I was saying back in the sales days when I used to work selling, like, computer software, not my boss. I always had men bosses, and they're always, like, 52. So I'm not saying on the sexy side of things. But there was this department called renewals, which is, like, where you basically, once you sell them this expensive license, every year you get them to, like, renew. And for some reason, the whole team was like was women, and the boss of that team, she was definitely like the powerful sales lady, very like probably only mid-30s.
Tell us about the interactions you'd have with her.
Well, not like unfortunately not enough, because it was because it was like the next pod over, you know, so they'd all be doing their own thing. They were all having their team lunches
looking
and everything
from afar.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she know your name?
Oh, probably, maybe. I mean, probably.
Friday, you know how it is in sales, you know, the ties loosen on a Friday afternoon.
The whole office goes
to the pub for some beers and wines.
Have you finished those finance documents yet, Mark?
Unfortunately, every team, like, kept to themselves a bit, but I was, you know, I was always thinking, oh, look at that.
I should go talk to her. Did you ever think about it?
Not really, because you don't want to get... You don't want to cause trouble, like, if you're, you know, talking to the wrong manager.
Yeah, boss from a different department, though. I think that's okay.
I was young and inexperienced, you know.
With your little afro.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to sell software.
That's right. Thank you, Crevo.
Well, producer Jackson's up next with What's the Goss?
Yeah, I got a bit of detail on Drew Barrymore's new show, which, Jade, I think you'll like that. She had a bit of a meltdown behind the scenes before our first episode. Also, big Cardi B news.
Oh, yes.
I'm always a fan.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
That's right, it's What's the Goss Time with producer Jackson.
So I don't know if you know this, but Drew Barrymore's got a new TV show.
I did see her promoting it on her Instagram.
I didn't
really delve into what it was all about.
Yeah, okay, so basically just like a talk show. She's the latest celeb to jump on that. It looks really fantastic. She debuted her first episode this week with the girls from Charlie's Angels. She did a bit of a reuniting them two. They said they never do it. Lucy Liu, Cameron Diaz. So she's released this pre-episode sort of package that's revealed that she had a bit of a breakdown. This is sort of why.
I'm really struggling with going on in my head about how much I dislike myself as a human being. I over-talk and I share things that make people uncomfortable. And I hate the sound of my own voice. And I'm gonna start a talk show.
She literally sounds like me at 8:45 in the morning when I'm about to go on air for the workday.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Good on Drew Barrymore. Do you know what? Props to her for speaking up about it. And yeah. I think she's a fan. She's just great. I love
Drew. She's actually worth following, in particular, ladies. She's great to follow because she has her own beauty brand, but she also promotes like a lot of self-love. And for instance, there was this video she put up of her brushing her teeth not long ago. And it's crazy, I know, but she was saying how it was like the best thing she's come up with to try and keep her teeth white. And people give her...
sounds really deep and
meaningful. No, but this is why though, because a lot of people actually give her a lot of slack because if you look at her teeth, she's never had braces, so her teeth are all crooked. And obviously people are mean, so they give her a lot of crap online about it. And she's just like, you know what? I didn't become a sellout and buy into the Hollywood, this is how you should look. This is me. You work with what you've got. And she has that attitude. She's very positive to watch if you...
Was it a paid promotion?
No, it wasn't. No. It wasn't paid promotion. She's like, look, I've found two products. This is what I do. She actually apologized to the businesses. She actually said, you know...
Oh, how sweet.
But she's really good to follow, ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
Speaking of watching her, you can actually apply to be in the virtual audience for the show.
Because
everything's shut down and this whole thing's done on, like, green screen. Quite amazing. So, yeah, if you want to be in the audience...
You can do it from online.
Pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
I'm probably not going to do it, but...
I would. I actually was thinking the other day, I was watching, I think, America's Got Talent or something, and I thought, I wonder what it would like what you would see as a member of the virtual audience. I'm quite keen to give it a go.
Really interesting how they put this show together because, of course, COVID, everything's done on green screen. Just have a bit of a YouTube. It's incredible, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to stop banging on about Drew Barrymore. Cardi B has revealed she's getting a divorce.
Oh, that's sad.
She's filed some court documents, so it doesn't seem amicable. So a judge has been set to oversee the division of assets. She's also trying to get primary physical custody of their daughter as well, who's 2 years old.
Because is still, I guess, married to Offset, isn't it?
Yeah, the Offset. Rapper.
He has some of the thickest dreadlocks you've ever seen in some situations. I think he, like, gets multiple ones and, like, dreadlocks them together.
Together? Wow, okay.
They were such a cute couple.
Like the thickness of a baby's arm.
That's sad. Do we know how long they've been together for?
3 years, I think.
That's devastating. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Just the little kid always.
Great name.
Yeah, it's cool.
Culture. Totally.
Culture.
Love it. Thank you, Jackson.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
We're going to do a compilation of the week. How many times Marty Sheargold's name is mentioned on the show? It's all right.
Getting beyond a joke.
Muscle memory, isn't
muscle
it?
Muscle memory.
This actually makes a great talk break. Like, how long does it take to lose your muscle memory?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, Hamish, you're the guinea pig.
Just have to exercise the brain muscle a bit more, that's all.
Kate, Tim and Joel, guys, are 5. It's going really well, I think.
Yeah,
so a little bit yesterday. I like it.
You like it? Good. That's nice.
That's excellent.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au.
Yes, wanted to celebrate as well a little bit because we just realised they've hit a bit of a milestone delivering us delicious coffee for a year now.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Carl and Benny. I mean, what great coffee. It makes our mood good every day. And, yeah, we're very appreciative.
And do you know what? Everyone here in the office, even at 2HD as well, all just have such lovely things to say about the two of them. So, yeah. HappyMobileCafe.com.au.
If you need a little coffee van or a truck to come to your place, they're the guys.
Jinx.
Yep. Hey, coming up next, 131009, I want to talk about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. So they're working on a project together at the moment. They did a live table read for a reunion of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's a live event that's happening. So a whole heap of A-listers are on this Zoom call. Sean Penn, Julia Roberts, Brad, Jen. Interesting, though, that they're working together again because, obviously, famous. I would say Hollywood's most famous divorced couple.
Yeah, I'd agree.
They really were.
They really, like, kicked off the whole, you can be in Hollywood, get married, and then get divorced thing, didn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. Mm. But I think they're friends now. They've had, like, a few public interactions, and they have a really nice relationship.
I think it always would have been nice if Angelina Jolie wasn't on the scene. I think she didn't really promote the exes being friends.
Well, I mean, I'm glad to see Brad and Jen working on a project together. So it got me thinking, what activity do you do with your ex? I mean, that's it would happen.
Mm, does.
For sure. Do you ever, you know, catch up with any exes, Creevo?
Not really, no. What about you?
My mum and dad and my husband's mum and dad all have really, they're divorced and they have great relationships. Like,
Your mum and dad have dinner once a week.
Yeah, they'll have dinner, they'll go to bowling. Like, we just have very tight-knit families and we're probably one of the lucky ones, to be honest.
Very lucky. They're the kind of stories that we want to hear this morning. What activity do you do with your ex?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, Brad and Jen reunited on a Zoom project. So they're doing like a live event of the old movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Big reunion. But I find it so interesting after such a public divorce.
Yeah, it was that famous, wasn't it?
I mean, you know, think of all of the tabloid magazine covers over the years. Brad versus Jen. It was nasty.
Mm.
Really nice to see that they can still hang out and, you know, they apparently have some sort of relationship at the moment.
Friendship,
which is good, at least. Friendship. Yeah.
Well, they divorced in 2004. 5. So I think enough time's gone under the bridge
15
now.
Years. You can do a movie together and still be mates.
I mean, not everyone can do it. I think it takes a very specific type of person to be able to be friends with your ex. And you have to be comfortable, I think, in your own relationship as well if you have moved on.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's a certain... It's just... For a lot of people, I think it's tricky because sometimes breakups aren't amicable.
Mm. That is true. Just reading some of the comments on Facebook. I love this one. David says, we used to hang out at family court.
Mira says, yep, my high school boyfriend is still my best friend. He comes over for dinner, movies, sleepovers, coffee, and anything in between.
That's nice. That I is like really that. Nice. They're just buddies.
Just mates.
Lisa, I like Lisa's. She goes, yes, I do still hang out with the ex. It's actually better and a lot more fun still doing the things we used to do, but just as friends.
Oh, very nice. See?
I like
see?
That.
See? Jessica, are you still hanging out with your ex?
Yeah, we have been separated for 11 years now. We have two kids together.
Yeah.
I had a son after we broke up whose dad has never been around, and my ex has actually taken him on.
Wow.
He takes him every second weekend and half the holidays like he does our normal kids, like our kids.
Yeah.
He goes to every football game. He drives to Raymond Terrace to take my son to football when I can't. Although we didn't make it as partners, we can show our kids that as parents, we can co-parent.
Wow.
Yeah.
He used to stay at my house on Christmas Eve and sleep on the lounge or night before the kids' birthdays and stuff.
That's so good, Jessica. That's really good.
He now has another partner and more kids, and I babysit his kids. He has my youngest daughter every now and then, if need be. We do Christmas, birthday, Australia Day.
Like, what a great... So you're basically just sharing your entire life with one another. I think that's so lovely. Did it happen straight away, or
no,
did it take some sort
away.
Of time to develop?
We've been separated for 11 years, and
right.
It took us maybe 3 years before we could actually get to this point where...
you're just helping each other out.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
You're just teaching your kids, forgiveness and love and maturity and, putting things in the past. And I think it's great of you because my parents did the same.
Yeah.
And, hey, I think it's,
it's
like
the
you
right
said,
path.
Right path. It teaches you, just to be at peace.
Mm. Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you for sharing your life with us, Jessica. Thank you so much for that.
We've got news that didn't make the news with Hamish after this. All those stories that make the cutting room floor, they're getting their time to shine.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
That's right. This is where we get those stories that just don't make the news for whatever reason, and Hamish fills us in and tells us all about why.
Yes. Yeah. It's all my discretion, and usually it's because they're nonsense or rubbish. Otherwise, sometimes interesting and bear a bit more explanation. Firstly, let's start off on a positive note. Death. this may appeal to some people, this particular story, but also troubling for a lot of people, but its implications are positive, so stick with me. A Dutch startup company has designed a new coffin that's made entirely from mycelium, basically a fungus that helps speed up the decomposition process. It removes toxic materials from the ground and even helps grow new trees.
Now, this is great.
Yeah, the idea is that someone can be buried in a natural setting and absorbed back into nature, effectively enriching the soil rather than polluting it. It's also far cheaper as well, too, than the traditional burial practices.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
and
that.
This will appeal particularly to environmentally focused people, because it does, embalming fluids and also too,
just a bunch of plastic and metal and, and screws and handles and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make all that.
Doesn't break down. Doesn't break down.
Yeah, it doesn't break down. You got to make it all in a factory.
I think it's
so
a great idea. They'll make some cash on that, I think.
I reckon they will.
Absolutely, and good for the environment.
Yeah.
Yep. Tick,
absolutely.
Tick, tick.
Yep. All. Yeah. I quite like the idea myself.
Sorry. There we go.
There we go. Got to give it the tick.
Get on that.
Okay. This might be a bit controversial for some of the members of this team. A study in the UK has found that dogs that spend the majority of their time indoors sitting on sofas and eating human food are more likely to suffer from allergies.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, it's becoming a bit of a problem in the UK. It's thought that growing up in clean houses doesn't challenge the canine immune system enough, basically like humans, really, leading to, you know, overly sensitive immune responses later on. Interestingly enough, though, it doesn't really affect so much, apparently, dogs that are bred to be indoors. I.e. chihuahuas.
Yeah.
It's ones that are actually supposed to be outdoors and you know, working dogs, etc.
How fascinating.
Isn't it? It's terrible, though, that dogs were bred to be indoors, though.
Well, some of them were. Some of them are.
Run free, little pup. Run free.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes and no.
But I think that's interesting that they're actually developing human allergies.
That's crazy.
Sniffles.
Yeah.
You do see some pets and, like, you know, little dogs, big dogs, they have that little sniffle in winter. That'll happen with yours as well. Yours get little snot, little sniffles in the colder months?
But I guess sometimes they'll sneeze on the odd occasion. That's just dust.
Makes you think, like, the allergies are a part of the a problem of over cleanliness.
They have recognised that for quite some time now, that being too clean is not a good thing. And I'll just move on quickly. I'm conscious of the time. This is probably the leaving the best till last. Okay, we all know the fate of the Titanic, 1912. It sank, enormous loss of life. Well, they reckon that a solar flare might have been partly responsible for what happened. A US meteorologist says that the storm that was created by, you know, the sun setting off a flare, it may have been enough to influence its navigation to a small but very important degree. Basically, 1 degree, it could have changed its course using its compasses. So it might have actually sailed deeper into that ice pack than it intended. It also probably served the solar flare might have disrupted their radio transmissions between the Titanic and the Carpathia. So it might have actually made it more difficult for them to send the rescue. So it's entirely possible that the solar flare may have actually contributed to the Titanic sinking. How about that?
Isn't that incredible?
A fascinating bit of science. Yep. I love that.
I know.
Very interesting.
Yeah, brand new study that's come out. They're looking into it, and of course solar flares do affect what we do today as well too. Electronics. It's remarkable.
Mind blowing.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Pleasure
You're
as always.
My mind.
There you go.
Wait.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly.
I love a good Titanic story.
Yeah, so do I.
So fascinating. Yeah. Very good. Yep. Hey, news coming up next with Hamish, 105.3 New FM. And Beat the Meat, we are playing that after 7.30.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
One of my favourite parts of the week, Wednesday, around this time every week, we beat the meat and we do it together.
We do.
Your chance to win Singo's sausages, very simple. It's like Beat the Bomb, but with sausages, you don't want them exploding everywhere and making a big old mess.
That's right.
You love an explosion.
Well, I don't, actually.
It's your word for this game.
I want people to win. Like, it's my job, the way I see my job, is to give away as much of the radio station resources as possible.
I love how Jade says you say explosion every week in a game that's called Beat the Meat Where They Blow Up.
No, he says a sausage explosion.
Well, that's what happens.
Exactly what happens, right? We need a player. 13-10-09, if you want to have a swing at this, your chance to walk away with the Singo sausages.
Very good. What a beautiful day it is out there today. Get around it. 26 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Right around the coast today. 27 out at Maitland, guys. But it's going to be so nice, right? Mm. Beat the Meat up next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
I love this part of the week. It's Beat the Bomb, but sausages version, that's our version, are all thanks to Singo's. They're awesome. They always hook us up with the great sausages to give away.
That they do. And we're going to Nick this morning. G'day, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. So have you ever played Beat the Meat before?
Once,
Oh, a couple of months ago I have, yes.
Oh, okay. How'd you go?
How were the sausages?
Lost.
Did you win?
No, I lost.
Oh, oh, bummer. Oh, you're here for redemption.
I got too greedy.
Yeah,
that happens sometimes.
It does.
You can't get. You got to be careful though, because like on MasterChef, whenever they do a redemption cook, often it doesn't work out. So be careful. That's all I'm saying, Nick.
All right, Nick. So you know how it works. Let's beat the meat.
You got to yell stop before the explosion. Here we go.
One sausage. Five sausages. Six sausages. 11 sausages. 14 sausages. 22 sausages.
We'll stop there.
22!
You got a winner!
Yes!
Well done, Nick.
Guess what, Nick?
Thank you. Yep.
It's 26 sausages.
You could have got two.
You nailed that.
You absolutely nailed it.
Well done.
Good job, man.
To our mates at Singo's.
Yes. Where? Thank you. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Excellent. Awesome. Very good. Hey, up next, of course, coming up to Christmas time, guys. And one thing that's on all of our minds, holidays.
Annual leave.
You know, you've slogged it out all year at work and you think to yourself, geez, I just need a good holiday. I'm going to tell you next how to maximize your annual leave in 2021.
This is good.
Oh, for next year. So start planning away.
You know, 20 days, that's a thing of the past.
No.
If you follow my advice, you'll get significantly more. I'm going to tell you how to do it next.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
I am going to make your day right now. I'm going to tell you how to double your annual leave in 2021.
Oh, I'm well and proper listening.
We all love a holiday.
We do.
And sometimes we get caught into the trap of, you know, I guess taking holidays early or, you know, if we're feeling a bit distressed or down, we'll take a week here, a week there. It's the wrong thing to do because you're actually ripping yourself off.
You don't want to do that ever.
Get your pens ready, guys, because I'm going to tell you how to double your annual leave. So you can get up to 48 days off while only using 20 days of annual leave.
Get out of town.
So that's actually perfect because a lot of people get like that 3 weeks, right?
Correct.
Just 20 days.
Now, basically how it's done is booking time off when public holidays meet weekends.
Right.
So this is how it works. Christmas and New Year's, all right? So book 3 days off between December 29 and 31st for 10 days off.
That's good.
Right. That's a great deal.
The remaining 7 days are either weekends or public holidays.
Okay.
So you don't have to use all that much leave there. Aussie Day, Australia Day, of course, book 4 days off between January 25th and the 29th for a 9-day break.
No.
Yes.
January holiday. That's what it's all about, you know. Yeah. You come back to work for a few weeks and then see ya.
See ya.
9 days off.
2021's the year for holidays.
Now, of course, then comes Easter, guys. Take 4 days off between April 6th and 9th for a 10-day holiday.
Now you're talking my language.
Not that much, you know. Your balance is still looking pretty healthy by this point. Anzac Day comes around. Of course, book 4 days off from April 27th and the 30th to get another 9-day break.
Oh, my God. No one's going to be getting work done next year.
People will think, geez, how much leave have you saved up?
Yeah.
You've got exactly the same as them.
People in the office will start talking.
I know.
How did you do this?
Yeah.
You're a math genius.
Exactly right. And then, of course, the Christmas and New Year 2022. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God,
take 3 days of annual leave on December 29th to the 21st of January to enjoy a 10-day break.
Again, 10 days.
So that is how you get 48 days off work next year.
You know what it feels like? You know those people that buy everything on a certain credit card
and
get all the points?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, but with annual leave, even better. Because time off rocks.
Us as a people, we've gone through a lot this year. Mm-hmm. 2020 is almost over. Let's make 2021 the best year ever. And I'm sorry, 48 days of annual leave. Best year ever in my books.
It sounds amazing.
You can have that much time off and have the same amount of annual leave. Perfect.
I think everyone's going to be running for the leave sheets.
Exactly.
When they get to work today.
Well, get into it because you can obviously score heaps.
First
of time.
In, first
yeah,
in.
Do you know what? Honestly, it's worth getting a leave sheet right now and filling that out.
Yeah.
and just giving all of those sheets to your boss today so you're booked in and you're guaranteed those 48 days off. I'm sorry to all of your employers out there.
Not our fault.
You
know,
you got to take it where you can get it, right?
100%.
The calendar says so.
All right.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
I'm Audrey O'Connor. Hello to all my friends at St. Patrick's Primary Cessnock, especially Ruby, Lara and Georgia. A mostly sunny day ahead with light winds becoming north to northeasterly. We are expecting a top temperature of 26 degrees in the city and 27 degrees inland, but mostly sunny tomorrow and cloudy with the chance of a shower on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
Oh, what an incredible job, Audrey.
Yeah, so good.
Gee, we've got a talented bunch of kids in the Hunter, don't we?
I know.
Really well spoken.
We so do. You're so right, Hamish. A big shout out to St. Patrick's Primary at Cessnock. Year two. Wow. Can you believe that?
Yeah, a little superstar.
The future.
7 years old.
The future of news in the region is secure.
Hell yeah. Turning eight. About to turn 8 years old. So happy birthday, Audrey, for that when it comes
so
around.
So good.
Good stuff. UFM.com.au if you'd like your kid to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid.
But guys, we want to know on 13109, did you have an unexpected pregnancy? This is because a woman finds out she's having twins and she just goes into full denial.
What? You have twins.
I'm sorry, what?
You have twins.
I'm sorry, what?
You have twins.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh my God.
You're lying.
You have twins.
You're joking. You're so funny.
This video goes for like 5 minutes. She just could
and
not.
It's basically that for 5 minutes.
Believe it. It's insane.
And she is in total denial, like you said, Jade, because you can see on the screen, there's two kids inside her on the screen, like on the ultrasound. It's so obvious. Blind Freddie would know it.
Yeah. So she just went into full shock. So on 13109, did you have an unexpected pregnancy? We want to hear stories after this, whether it's twins, triplets, just one baby, and you're just like, what?
How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
We're chatting, did you have an unexpected pregnancy? This is because a lady went in to have an ultrasound. Turns out she's having twins, and she was just in denial.
There are two babies right here.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but aren't babies supposed to be in different thingies? So that's obviously just one.
No. So there's a sack here, and there's
oh my God
there.
No, you're so funny. I don't see it. No way.
Oh, it's there. The poor thing.
Two kids, you can see them.
She could not believe it.
Just like, you're not cross-eyed, love. There's two. Mind blown.
Would you react that way, Jade, if you found out you were in fact pregnant?
With twins?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really hard question to answer. I guess probably if you didn't know that you were pregnant and you were just sitting there because you had a sore tummy or something, then yeah, you'd probably go into shock.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
You know how you've done a couple of pregnancy tests lately?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you might be pregnant.
No, I'm not.
I just feel it. I can just feel it in the universe. I don't know why. I reckon you're going to get a surprise pregnancy.
Well, you know what?
Mark my words. I don't know why I think it.
Maddie reckons a surprise pregnancy. Well, you never know. My auntie's actually a psychic, and she reckons she's been picking up on, like, a baby in the universe. Apparently it's mine.
Maybe there's a baby out there, she's saying.
Maybe. Oh,
there's so many babies.
Who knows?
Out there.
But yeah, I'm probably going to shop.
Let's go to Honey. Good morning, Honey.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Honey, how's your day so far? Going well?
Yeah, my baby's still asleep.
So. Oh, isn't that just
that's a win.
Hey, honey, tell us about your surprise, unexpected pregnancy.
All right. So I've been told as I was growing up as an adult that I wouldn't be able to conceive naturally, and that when I do decide to have children, I have to go through IVF.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, for about a month, I felt really sick, gone off food, couldn't eat red meat, couldn't eat certain other types of meat either, or how they were prepared. And I just thought I had gallstones because it was just upper
stomach pain. Painful.
Just
something fell off, yeah.
Yeah, and so I thought, it's been about a month, I'll go see the doctor. He said he'd do a whole heap of blood tests, and he goes, I'll test you for pregnancy, and I laughed at him. I said, it's not. I said, I'm just really, really sick. Can you start some antibiotics? He goes, no, we'll wait until all the tests come back. I said, okay. I went to work that night. I did night shift. And so everyone just said, you're pregnant. And I'm like, whatever.
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 Yeah. The tests came back and you were pregnant. Happening.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so someone bought me a pregnancy test. Here, take this. I'm sick of you moaning about being not pregnant. And I took it and I chucked everything away and I had the stick and there was two lines there. I'm like,
wow.
This is a joke one. Went out and I said, "What? This is a joke one, isn't it? This is just, what do two lines mean?" And they all just cracked up laughing at me and they said, you're pregnant. I said, no, I'm not. Okay. And then I was in shock because we were going to adopt my sister's baby and he decided not to, which was okay.
Yeah.
So for about 3 months we were thinking, we're going to have two.
Wow.
Two years close together too, like about 6 months apart.
Honey, yes. What a beautiful story. Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys that you were able to conceive naturally. That's such a great story
to
hear. Yeah,
congratulations. You had a miracle baby.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
Beautiful.
Especially because obviously honey wanted a kid.
Yeah.
And then to have that happen, what a great thing.
Thanks, honey.
Let's go to Joe. How you doing?
Good, are you?
Yeah, really good. We're talking surprise or unexpected pregnancies. What's your story?
Yep. I'd been having a bladder infection for about a month, so the doctor decided to send me off for an abdominal ultrasound. And the lady just started moving around, and she's like, well, looks like you might be pregnant, and I'm not qualified to do that. And I said, I beg your pardon, and she walked out and left me hanging, and then about 5 minutes later, someone else came in and said, and started doing stuff, didn't tell me whether I was, and then she mentioned the baby, and I said, oh, so I am pregnant. And she goes, yes, you are. I'm quite away. She goes, didn't you know? And I said, no, I had no idea. And turned out I was 30 weeks pregnant.
Oh,
whoa!
30.
So that thing's basically coming tomorrow.
What's so great about... What's so great about being so far along and getting a surprise, you don't have to wait. It's like, it's happening.
Yeah, it's a
like, bam. You don't have to wait 9 months.
I felt so cheated because my mum was like, oh, trust me, in 10 weeks from now, you're not going to miss this. And I'm like, well, right now I feel quite cheated. And yes, the 10 weeks went so quickly and he was here before I knew it.
Wow.
But yeah, it was just a blinding quick experience.
Joe, did you not put on weight?
No, I'm a larger girl and I'd actually been going to the gym and losing weight. In the month before I found out I was pregnant, my belly started getting bigger, naturally. And so I've got people saying, oh, are you sure you're not cheating on your gym and your food? And I'm like, no. Mum thinking I've got cancer. And I'm like, and then come out with this, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, how far along are you? 30 weeks.
13? Wow. That's incredible, Joe. That's amazing.
Great story. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, we're going to Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So did you have an unexpected pregnancy?
Yeah, I did. I'd been with my partner for 3 years and we were out for dinner one night and I ordered sweet corn and chicken soup with satay chicken in it and he looked at me like, what the hell are you doing? And then I ate it. It was beautiful. I just keep getting these hot feet everywhere I was. I'd take my shoes off and just need to feel the cold floor on my feet. And I'd be at work. I was a store manager. I'd be at work and they'd find me in the cool room just with my shoes off. And anyway,
I did a test.
What are you doing in there, Katie? Put your shoes back on.
Put your shoes back on. This is a workplace.
Just cooling my feet. But it was very unexpected because I had the implant in and I was on the pill to regulate my period.
Yeah.
Wow, so you were on double birth control.
Yep.
And it did nothing.
It did nothing. And let me tell you, that surprise is now 8 years old and is as determined as that day that she got through all of that. She's as determined today.
Oh, that's wow. A great story. Thank you for your calls today.
Put your shoes back on.
I think the moral of this break is that everyone gets surprised when they find out.
Totally. Especially when you're 30 weeks along.
Oh, great. That's
it would feel cheated. Yeah, I think I'd be a bit filthy.
I think it's better. Because yeah. You know what? You just rip the bandaid off. It's happening. Let's make it happen. Quick, quick, quick. Done.
Done.
I want to follow my baby like the blueberry to the almond to the piece of watermelon. Yeah. Basically.
Good. Hey, guys, I'm very excited because guess what we've got coming up here at the radio station? A work lunch.
Oh,
that's fun.
I'm on the planning committee, actually.
Oh, the committee.
I'm on the planning committee for our work lunch. It's just all about improving workplace culture because, you know, God knows we all need a bit of good workplace culture in all workplaces.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially this year's been tough.
A suggestion has been thrown up. I don't know how if I'm really into it. I've got to share it with you next.
Oh, cool. But, inside committee meeting.
But yeah, think good about stuff. It. You know, when your bosses, we all experience it. They come in and they're like, oh, let's theme a lunch.
Oh, no.
Let's theme an event. Oh. You've got to dress up, pajama parties, those sorts of things. Awkward. It's quite interesting. I'll tell you more next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. Guys, we are talking themed work lunches. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go! I'm going to say love it.
I'm going to say loathe it.
Like, what, Burger Day or something? They make burgers?
No, I think you're talking about costumes, like, you know, wearing pajama day, pajamas to work. I hate pajama work day. It annoys me.
Well, I'm part of the planning committee here, planning our next big work lunch. And we do these occasionally just to bring the team back together.
Boost morale
in the office.
Pump it up.
Happens in a lot of corporate offices,
totally.
Like, it's just a thing, you know.
Sandwiches cut in triangles.
Silly shirt Friday. Like you said, pajama Friday.
I prefer silly shirt Friday over, but I just don't think pajamas should be worn at work.
Well, we were just running through some options last week as to what we could do because we need a bit of fun here.
Mm.
We need a bit of fun in our building. So one suggestion that did arise, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it because I'm semi-open to this.
Okay. Yeah.
Mexican-themed.
You know what? A bit of fun. A couple of people will wear sombreros.
Maracas.
The good thing about it from a food catering perspective is it's easy and it has a wide appeal. There's very few people who will turn down a burrito of some sort.
Good point, actually.
Like, it's hard to get a food where everyone's like, yeah, this is pretty good.
I can't say no to sour cream and guac.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There'll be none of that.
Rocks that's my world.
God bless you guys for steadfastly resisting the PC brigade as well, too, with this as well, too. Surely somebody will come out and be, complain about the cultural appropriation about Mexicans.
Look, they like, can do that.
You know what?
They can
we like
do
the
that.
Food. We like but the food. We like the house.
What happened to a multicultural society?
Exactly.
Just
literally,
saying.
Literally right now, there is like an old El Paso ad on TV, and they've made like these new ones. It's like a cone, like an ice cream cone.
Have they?
They couldn't have made that any more white if they tried. Like making burritos, which are a really easy food to handle, even easier, but in case people can't deal with it.
Yeah. Get a life.
So why not have all three?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you've got a taco shell that stands up on its own? You've blown my mind.
Well, I'm glad that we're into the Mexican themed work.
Family Mexican food.
Yeah, we'll get some nice tacos. what else can we have? I like planning these events.
Yeah, burritos.
I don't know what else you have. I think I've ever been to a Mexican
party. I'm
going to
make some beautiful guac.
Yeah, fantastic. You
salsa.
Homemade salsa. Amazing.
Bring some Coronas.
Yeah, now you're
not
talking.
Not the beers. Though. No, the beers.
Oh. The beers.
We need to take back the beers, Hamish.
Yeah,
we need
it's
to
COVID. Take, that's the bad one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited, guys. Are we all in attendance?
Yeah.
Are you going to come?
I think so, yeah.
I'll even buy you a carton of sour cream that you can guzzle down, Jay.
Oh, okay.
That's what you really
want.
Any
chance of some tequila?
I'm sure we can make that happen on the DL, you know what I'm saying?
Now we're talking.
Don't come in your car that day.
No.
We'll use your taxi
Uber to work.
We could.
Taxi pool in Maddie's taxi.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creezo.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free music kicking off after 9 a.m. with producer Jackson.
Hello. Yes, it is. Hello. I'm going to take you back to the days of cheesy TV shows like Dawson's Creek. Remember when this one was like the background to like everyone kissing each other on the dock?
Have you ever made out with someone to this song?
Absolutely not.
Neither have I.
That's what those Dawson's River kids do. Bruno Mars as well. Do you know what his first song was called?
No.
I Love You, Mum. How sweet is that?
Oh. Mummy's Boy.
Mummy's Boy.
Sweet, but no one likes a Mummy's Boy.
I'm a Mummy's Boy. Do you not like me?
No, I do like me.
Everyone likes a Mummy's Boy. Things have changed. Got him.
Also to Belinda Carla.
Nice.
That's in there as well.
Yeah.
It feels good music to match the day today. What a stunning playlist for the stunning day.
Absolutely.
26, the top on the coast, guys.
Sunny. Ooh. Beautiful.
Be each nice. Day.
Yes, it is.
Why am I sounding like Oprah?
Do I get a car?
Yeah, please, can I have one? Maddie doesn't even have one. How's he giving them out? Hey, up next, yesterday, ScoMo was in the region, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was doing some announcement about gas and stuff. Yeah, boring. I'm hear you saying it. But what we wanted to do was imagine what would happen if Jade went along as New FM's representative to ask the questions. Because, Jade, you have a bit of a different mindset to your traditional newsreader.
100%.
The things you think of are a bit different. So what we've done is I got some of Jade's questions and some pre-prepared answers of ScoMo's and meshed them together into our own better interview.
I think they're the questions people want to know.
Exactly right.
You be the judge of that now.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
So yesterday, ScoMo was in the region doing a big chat about gas, basically.
Jade was very excited. She said, oh my God, I've never been in the same region as a Prime Minister before.
Never been so close.
I'm flustered.
I know.
And
hot under the collar. Oh, ScoMo.
ScoMo.
Scoey.
As you call him. Anyway, you started hypothesising about what questions you could ask if you went out to the press conference. Now, obviously, we had our journalists go out there from the New FM newsroom, and you were basically denied going along.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed because politics and policies aren't my thing.
You auditioned with questions for Hamish on the show yesterday, and Hamish, I've got to bring it in here. They just didn't make the cut.
Well, look, you know, they were a bit too broad.
Yeah,
not specific to the topic at hand, or
they would have been shut down.
Really matter
any other topic?
If I was representing a magazine like Women's Weekly or Vogue or something, they'd be great.
Yeah, ask about pickleball, Jay? Do you think Vogue's chatting about pickleball? I don't think so.
When they do a sports issue.
Maybe, but
sponsored
probably
by
not.
Adidas or something.
The new range, old lady Vogue.
Older Vogue. Anyway, with these questions, we thought, you know what? ScoMo's said a lot of stuff that's been recorded on YouTube over the years. Let's get some of Jade's questions and mesh them in with ScoMo's answers for a fake interview that we think will be more entertaining.
Let's roll the tape.
Hey, ScoMo, can you please come by Creezo's next barbecue and bring with you your famous Friday night curry?
We don't have the levers to turn the gas on.
What are the odds of us getting $1 to $2 million to help fund pickleball in New South Wales?
We've been to Bunnings. We've got all the wood. We are here to build a cubby house.
ScoMo, I am dying to see the Parliament House behind the scenes. Can you do an open day of all the back rooms and secret passages, if there are any?
It's not sensible in terms of getting out from under people's feet.
Would it be possible for you to appoint me as the next mayor of Newcastle?
You know, as you know, I'm not one to, you know, move into those things lightly.
ScoMo, can you do us a favour? Can you give Maddie his licence so he doesn't have to take the test?
It's something that I am actively considering, along with our response to the Productivity Commission and a range of other issues.
What are your thoughts on phasing out $2 coins for notes and chihuahuas being the face of them?
We're all ready to go.
Look, it's been great interviewing you, ScoMo, but this is one more thing. Can you please knight our show, The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo?
Stop it.
And that's why we didn't send you, Jade.
That's why it was a no from the newsroom.
So many things to pick apart from that, but I think I'll leave it for another day.
Well, there you go. Look, maybe you'll get some attention on
budding that journalist Jade.
Newcastle.
A new character on the show.
Very good.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
cadet, new cadet journalist, Hamish, ready to go.
Come on, Hamish.
It's what
we all
locals
know it's a bit of fluff. It's a bit of fluff.
It's what the locals want. It's what the locals want.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, The Novos.
And if you jump online and rate the music right now at newfm.com.au, you have the chance to win a beautiful escape to the Landmark Resort at Nelson Bay, guys. It's a deluxe one-bedroom spa apartment. You can take in the sights of Port Stephens and the bay. Just have a magical getaway.
You and hubby taking a bath together. Oh. No kids.
Be so nice. Get a babysitter. Live it up.
Have a mini holiday on us.
Yeah.
Basically.
So there's 20 songs and it takes around 8 minutes to do. Have you guys done it yet?
No.
Remember, the boss said you have to do it.
I didn't get that memo. I know you keep saying it, but I haven't heard it from him.
Well, you've got to practice what you preach here.
Right.
That's
okay.
True. But it's a win-win.
8 minutes.
You hear more of the music you love that way.
I've got to say, the music during the day here on UFM and in breakfast, of course, has been really good lately.
Getting
really
better and better. Good.
So
absolutely.
It's your official workday station. Very good. That's us done here.
That's a wrap
for the day. What are you guys up to?
I've got to go. I'm just doing Renault stuff.
Yeah, still.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm doing.
What, Jade?
What are you doing?
I have got to get a blood test, right? Just an annual one, nothing crazy, just to check, you know, iron levels, make sure they're all good, right? But it gets me every time, the fasting before a blood test. They always say you got to fast. And each time I go there, I'm either under or over. This time I was prepared and I called them and I said, what is the correct fasting time so I don't have this issue when I go in for the blood test?
Have you ever had that problem?
No. Do you know what?
Do you just lie? What do you say, though? If they say, well, when do you fast?
Why is everything a follow-up phone call with you? Everything you do.
This is what I
do. What do you mean?
This is what I do. When they say, here, come in for the blood test, make sure you fast, I say, okay, what time is my last meal then before I do it? They go, 6 o'clock, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
I just eat at 6 o'clock.
Oh. Well.
Well, that sounds terribly
point
sensible.
Proven.
So basically,
phone call
I'm finishing work here. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep so I don't eat. So then I wake up. I'm going to set my alarm in the afternoon. So then I wake up and go to my blood test because I'm actively trying not to eat any food now.
Just don't eat?
Oh, I know, but I'm trying not to. It's hard. I like food.
Jade, you asked me about this a week ago. Has this been stressing you out for that long?
Yeah, it has.
Wow.
I, in fact, think you told me this about a month ago.
Yeah, it's been a big... Hopefully it's in script.
It's one day.
Because I forget, I eat something and then it throws it out.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
105 minutes. Three, kicking off with you, Jackson.
Yes. A bit of Lady Gaga. Have you heard the rumours?
No.
What rumours?
All right, X-Men. She's going to be playing Emma Frost, the White Queen in X-Men, apparently. Apparently.
Perfect for the role.
Yeah, good.
She's really good in American Horror Story. A bit of Morgan Evans, who's a local boy. You can see this guy on Derby Street, possibly. How exciting is that?
Yep.
Just getting a bit of a coffee. Also, too...
Coffee.
I love K-pop. BTS. This is fresh from them. It's called Dynamite.
We're finally playing it.
Yes.
Do you know what? The other day, my friends and I were watching BTS music videos and interviews.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've secretly swapped some members out.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a wild theory, and you better be careful because they have, like, the craziest, most intense fans in the world.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, have a look.
You've probably got, like, 1,000 negative followers from that one comment.
Oh, great band. I have them on my Spotify playlist. But, yeah, no, interesting.
Fascinating. So when do you think the swap out happened?
I don't know. But it's interesting to delve into the world of K-pop.
Mm. Oh, it's fascinating.
Like, apparently they're treated really badly, K-pop artists.
I heard that. But
unless you're number one.
Exactly right. Like, they're living in dorm-style rooms and... just made to work. But BTS, great.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait for that.
9 o'clock. It's kicking off in minutes. 105, commercial free. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.